Book 4, Chapter 9 Of the Signs Which Were Shown from Heaven When the Mother of that Community Departed This Life. Now when Ethelberg herself, the pious mother of that community devoted to God, was about to be taken out of this world, a wonderful vision appeared to one of the sisters, called Tortgith, who, having lived many years in that monastery, always endeavored, in all humility and sincerity, to serve God herself, and to help the mother to maintain regular discipline by instructing and reproving the younger ones. Now, in order that her virtue might, according to the apostle, be made perfect in weakness, she was suddenly seized with a most grievous bodily disease, under which, through the merciful providence of our Redeemer, she was sorely tried for the space of 9 years, to the end that whatever stain of evil remained amidst her virtues, either through ignorance or neglect, might all be purified in the furnace of long tribulation. This woman, going out of the chamber where she abode one night, at dusk, plainly saw, as it were, a human body, which was brighter than the sun, wrapped in fine linen, and lifted up on high, being taken out of the house in which the sisters used to sleep. Then looking earnestly to see what it was that drew up that appearance of the glorious body which she beheld, she perceived that it was raised on high, as it were, by cords, brighter than gold, until, entering into the open heavens, it could no longer be seen by her. Reflecting on this vision, she made no doubt that some one of the community would soon die, and her soul be lifted up to heaven by the good works which she had wrought, as it were, by golden cords. And so, in truth, it befell, for a few days after, the beloved of God, Ethelberg, mother of that community, was delivered out of the prison of the flesh, and her life is proved to have been such that no one who knew her ought to doubt that an entrance into the heavenly country was opened to her when she departed from this life. There was also, in the same monastery, a certain nun, of noble origin in this world, and still nobler in the love of the world to come, who had, for many years, been so disabled in all her body that she could not move a single limb. When she heard that the body of the venerable abbess had been carried into the church, till it should be buried, she desired to be carried thither, and to be placed bending towards it, after the manner of one praying. Which being done, she spoke to her as if she had been living, and entreated her that she would obtain of the mercy of our pitiful Creator, that she might be delivered from such great and long-continued pains. Nor was it long before her prayer was heard, for being delivered from the flesh 12 days after, she exchanged her temporal afflictions for an eternal reward. For 3 years after the death of her superior, the aforesaid handmaid of Christ, Tortgith, was detained in this life, and was so far spent with the sickness before mentioned that her bones scarce held together. At last, when the time of her release was at hand, she not only lost the use of her other limbs, but also of her tongue, in which state, having continued 3 days and as many nights, she was, on a sudden, restored by a spiritual vision, and opened her lips and eyes, and looking up to heaven, began thus to speak to the vision which she saw. "Very acceptable to me is thy coming, and thou art welcome." Having said so, she was silent a while, as it were, waiting for the answer of him whom she saw, and to whom she spoke. Then, as if somewhat displeased, she said, "I can in no wise gladly suffer this." Then pausing a while, she said again, "If it can by no means be today, I beg that the delay may not be long." And again holding her peace a short while, she concluded thus, "If it is certainly so determined, and the decree cannot be altered, I beg that it may be no longer deferred than this next night." Having said so, and being asked by those about her with whom she talked, she said, "With my most dear mother, Ethelberg," by which they understood that she was come to acquaint her with the time of her departure, which was at hand. For, as she had desired, after 1 day and night, she was delivered alike from the bonds of the flesh and of her infirmity, and entered into the joys of eternal salvation.